everything that is not of light is not real. It's really not real. So even though it seems like it's coming from an outer source, it's really traveling from your own ego. It really is traveling from your own consciousness. And that's what mastery is really mastering consciousness, really realizing that everything you experience is source energy, and it's love, or it's a figment of your imagination. In other words, it's actually really not happening. So each of us are opening up to our heavenly bliss. Each of us are opening up to our heavenly signaling. And so we want to really meet that request. We want to really realize that we travel higher than mass consciousness. We travel higher than dualistic imagery. Dualistic imagery is right, wrong, good, bad. Dualistic imagery is really believing in the bump of the night, meaning bodies. What we're recognizing when we're moving into unity consciousness is we're really realizing we're fanning our own flame and realizing that love is really all that is. Love is all that is here to take full possession, and love is here for our Christ destiny, meaning that we're moving into our I Am presence, we're moving into our Christ majesty. And so everything that we've been holding and believing that's false is going to be witnessed. So in other words, it's not like you can just push it in the back of the recesses of your unconscious and ignore it anymore. It's just going to be front and center. So just to explain a little bit of my life story, every so many steps, imagery or energy comes a knocking so that we know our placement secure. The reason I say we is what's being walked down by the consciousness here is not singular. So every time we each surrender to our light, we're doing it for the many. We're doing it for the haloed. We're doing it as an extension of the light that we all are, that we promise to serve in this lifetime. So allow yourself to be lifted. Allow yourself to be enhanced. Allow yourself to receive that grace above. Because every time we say yes to that light, every time we drop the notion of the split mind. So the split mind is there seems to be lower energy attending to me. So there's no lower energy out. So it's not like if I can just get that person to leave or that situation to leave or that problem to leave. All of that is not separate from us. So we're the ones sourcing depravity, scarcity, separation. So it's sort of like a ghost of the past because we believe that we separated from our divinity, which is impossible. We wouldn't be. So allow yourselves to be made whole, to be golden, to be enamored, to be lifted, to be made stronger. So when we say that, there's a pulsation that is upon us. So when we receive that pulsation upon us, it's like a heavenly glow. It's like a heavenly stampede. It's like almost like touchstone. So if you ever see like those Christian ministers and, you know, the palm of their hand against someone's third eye, and it's like, be thy healed. In essence, that's actually what we're doing, but we're doing it to ourselves. So we're allowing ourselves our heavenly notion. We're allowing ourselves our heavenly extension. We're allowing ourselves our heavenly excitement. So that excitement is a very powerful statement because that excitement is the energy. And so if you could remember, it's like the frequency, the company you carry. They always talk about that, the company you carry, because you're going to become the consciousness you carry. So when we're carrying the consciousness of increased velocity, of increased vibration, of increased excitement, the word they used is excitement. But when we received it, it's an energetic pulsation. It's an energetic desire. So we want to remember our higher self, our God self, our I am presence, our God creator, goddess creator, is offering that excitement. And it's saying, don't you remember? Don't you remember me? Don't you remember the truth of you? Don't you remember the truth of source? Don't you remember the truth of the light? Because when we allow that light, so when they say the word light, it's like, oh my gosh, like I'm just totally vibrating here. Because when we remember that light, we remember our say-so. In other words, we remember our heavenly exchange. We remember our heavenly desire. We remember our heavenly station. So again, if we can remember that we are each here to stand out, vibrationally speaking. Some may end up on a pulpit, some may not. But it doesn't, it's just totally irrelevant, because once you stand out, you are it. You are a like touchstone for source. You are a tuning fork for source. You are waking up consciousness. So the more that you understand that you're first to go, and the more that you understand that life is looking good to you. What they mean by that is, because you're ready to proceed, the amount of energetic assistance that is upon you is extraordinary. Everything we've ever experienced in other lifetimes, they're saying, is minuscule compared to the further relief. In other words, what we're being offered, what we're being advanced, what we're being increased and multiplied. So as you allow yourself to receive that heavenly virtue, as you allow yourself to receive that heavenly pronouncement, then all is set to go. So if you happen to read the daily message, where it's like, are you willing to release the tally sheet? Because you cannot be. Here's where we each need to take a big gulp or a breath. We can't be tethered to the past. We can't be tethered to the rules of the past. We can't be tethered to the situations of the past and receive our assignment, because our assignment is so full of love, is so full of light, is so extraordinary. It can't fit in that rabbit hole. It can't fit in that small dormitory. It can't fit into limited consciousness. So limited consciousness is, I would have been okay if this didn't happen in my childhood, if this didn't happen, and whatever it may be, we want to remember that that's limited consciousness, because we were experiencing ourselves as limited, as not having all of it, as sort of like leaving our true home. So allow yourselves to return and allow yourselves to be acquired. So acquired is coming back to your true nature, coming back to your true storehouse, coming back to your true excitement. So there's the excitement that's happening. Allow that excitement to be restored. Allow that excitement to sort of neutralize past misgivings. So neutralize past misgivings is, I have more important things to do than to argue this out anymore, to hold on to the blame, to hold on to the victimization, to hold on to the pellet gun. Whether we understand this or not, when we look at gun violence or we look at violence, it's the same exact energy that all of us are encountering or spilling out within our own vicinity, because every time we blame, every time we judge, whether it's towards another or back to self, we're holding that pellet gun. So when we look at the consciousness and we're like, what's wrong with the world? Why is there so much violence in the world? We want to really understand that it's time to do our part in our own vicinity. So when we cry, we don't have. When we blame, if only I had, if only someone else had. We want to remember that we're meeting darkness with darkness. And what we're doing is, we're just, imagine you just became a giant and you're just stepping up over and beyond that entire paradigm of belief, that entire paradigm of consciousness. So that was the old consciousness, where we're just sort of like mice in a maze, and you can only just go where the maze allows you. So just think of that, like walls, and you're sort of confined in consciousness. Now we're spiritual giants. So now we're a goddess in embodiment. And so now we're going to take a big step. So we're the bridge maker. We're the relief. We're the Christ union. We're all, like, all the provisions are happening. So again, when they share excitement, it's like we're the party favors. So we want to remember that there's an acceleration present that is soon complete. So it's not like, oh, this is coming, this is new, let me sit and marvel at the newness of it. It's not here to just be noticed forever. Like, at some point, we have to treat ourselves liberally. In other words, we have to choose to receive. We have to choose to take the plunge. We have to choose the excitement. We have to choose the destiny. And the destiny is we're all free as we will allow it. We're all free as we will allow it. So we want to remember, we can't be free unless we pardon the many. So we can't just sort of shimmy out the back door and let everyone else suffering, because somehow that brings us justification or proves that we were victimized or whatever it is. So when we allow that freedom, it's an open door policy. It's not freedom for one, it's freedom for all. So again, as we take that merriment, as we rise above, we crack the code. And so we allow, they're saying, like, the bats out of the belfry, because it's sort of like the darkness, and the bats are finding the way, or seeing the truth, or finding the light. So we want to really receive that, just like bugs are attracted to the light. We want to recognize that we're being called, we're being summoned. For whatever reason, I thought being called was perfectly fine. They prefer summoned, because summoned has more of a demand, or summoned has more of a, I'm standing here waiting for you. So it's not like a disciplinary summon. It's I'm being summoned. So that summoning carries like a vibration where you can find it. So it's a little bit like, I'll leave the light on for you. I'll set out the breadcrumbs so you can find your way through the forest. So that's the summoning that we're being called. But in the summoning, if you can imagine that, not only is that the vibrational gesturing, but that vibration carries. So it has sort of like an after effect that's quite pleasing. So in other words, the second we say yes, it's still here. It's still lingering. It's like someone walking by with a lot of cologne, and it's like, I still smell it in the air. It's still available. It's still attainable. So allow yourselves to shine. Shine is, I become one with my light. I become one with my light to exclusion to all else. A lot of what we think we have to override, heal, forgive, seven therapy letters, whatever it is, sometimes yes, and sometimes there's simply just a blanket allowance because we have arrived. So a lot of it has to do with the motivation of the heart, where the, and this is what they're trying to explain, that the blessings upon us are no longer like yesterday. In other words, they're of such ample support, ample strength is really what I would say. And they're basically saying, come and join, come in and enjoy, and come and enjoin, like join with at last. So allow love to be happening. Love happening is the truth of our nature, as we are love incarnate. And any time that we're not feeling that, it's really time to pass gas. In other words, it's really time to release. It's really time to awaken so that we can move into our true mastery. We can move into our true lineage uprising. So that lineage uprising, we all have had masters that we've been devoted to in past incarnations, and or we've been the master ourselves. And so there's a calling, there's my calling word again, there is a summoning, there is a quickening, there is an understanding that we're ready to be served. So allow yourselves that just dessert. In other words, allow yourselves the truth of your soul to be understood, to be well managed, to be cared for, and to be, how would I say that? I'm just gonna say like acquitted. So that acquitting is like we're free. Again, when we're free, we're recognizing that we're no different than everybody else. So we're actually all free. That's really, really, really important, because we're stepping out of an old paradigm. We're stepping out of an old broadcast, and we're assuming the same, meaning like we're waking up to our heavenly existence. We're waking up to love's extremity. We're waking up to the truth of our light, of our soul, of our highest claim, of our highest existence. So allow yourselves to touch and reach heaven. Touch and reach heaven is simply acknowledging that you're actually already there. So you don't have to understand that. You don't have to be like, okay, now what? It's more of dropping the mind and just allowing yourself to assume. We want to remember that imagination is our creative power. It's our creative brush. And so when we imagine, when we assume that we've already taken flight, we've already lifted ourselves higher, that illuminated grace, that illuminated knowing is fully present. And so we're allowing that to descend on all. You may have like shimmering light just descending upon yourself, upon your consciousness, upon your vibration, upon your dwelling place. You may have a quickening in your higher heart. You may just have a feeling that you're ready to go. You may have none of that. It's all divinely perfect, because the second you say yes, the second you open your heart to past blemishes or anything where you're still faulting yourself for another. And so when you open up your heart, it all evaporates. It all evaporates because you had the willingness to serve the light, to trust the light. And it all evaporates. It all becomes one and the same. It's a little bit like dust to dust. So who are we really? We're really spirit. We're really love. So instead of leaving this incarnation to know that when we cross over, we're bringing that knowing into this reality, into this realm. So if we can just really get that the level of acceleration or love's increase that's upon us, they're like doing this one last time, is truly, truly, truly beyond our present current understanding. In other words, our mind, which we primarily have identified up to now, but that's changing, can't reach higher. In other words, cannot know. So we really want to like touch those stars in recognizing we're going beyond our past knowing, our past recognition, our past indicators. So it's a little bit, how would I say that? There's like a faith or a trust that's involved in our new demonstration, in our new harmonics, in our new almost like a new website or your new location. So really feel that energetically as we bring this to conclusion, that new location, that new frequency, that new light, where you are vibrationally, has now hit a high note and is well established, meaning that that is where you're now sourcing your life from, that high note. What that's going to do is open up the jar. In other words, all of the old conflict, all of that, remember, it's all being purged, it's all being requested, it's all being summoned, so it can be diffused, so it can be established higher. So when we're interacting with our life, we're doing it from a place of ease. In other words, we're doing it from the sunshine. We're doing it from our higher establishment. And so that offers us new choice making. It's not like something suddenly disappears, though it may, but how we engage with it is going to be vastly different because we're opening ourselves up for more. So allow that to be noted, allow that to be increased and amplified. Increased and amplified is, as good as it is, I can now go to the next branch. I can now release even more. So when we keep releasing, we're going to notice that tension releasing. And the more we can enjoy that, we're going to be lifted up. So allow yourselves to receive that common courtesy, to receive that grace, to receive that sunshine, to receive love at last. And allow that to be anchored in, inviting all in heavenly communion to enjoy, to join with us. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Thank you so much for receiving those transmissions. It's powerful beyond our present understanding. It was a little lengthy. We started a little late, so we're going to rock and roll here.